related news, opinion, history. You're tuned into Labor and Love. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Okay, Bob Dylan, of course, with the Subterranean Homesick Blues. Good morning to everyone. This is Labor and Love on Mutiny Radio. Mutiny Radio, social justice radio for the Bay and beyond. We're here at 2781 21st Street, coming your way with labor news, opinion, history, music of social significance for, by, and about working people. This is where we tell you that if one person gets a dollar they didn't work for, another person worked for a dollar they didn't get. If you don't have a seat at the negotiating table, probably on the menu. And third, never, but never let anyone into your heart who's not a friend of labor. Let's hear Angela Davis here talk about breaking the silence.
And finally, I want to, suggest that we think about the larger picture, the assault against affirmative action, the increasing conservatism. You know, I don't think I'm going to forget the way those buildings that focus on the family complex look for a long time. I mean, that is amazing. That is amazing. And it's not that we don't want to focus on our families. But the family is used in this ideological way. I mean, who is the real family, right? The real family is generally nuclear. The father works. The mother's supposed to stay at home and be a good wife and mother. So the single mother is not, and her children, they don't count as a family. There's a great deal of homophobia that is implied by that particular construction of the family, so that gays and lesbians who have families don't have, quote, real families, according to these people over there on the hill. I truly believe that those who are really committed to the kind of conservative politics that is messing up our lives today are the minority of people in this country. Oh, that was a slip. I hope that, I mean, they look like the majority. But that's because the rest of us are relatively silent. And I want to urge every single one of you who have come out to participate in this community building moment to think very deeply about what you can do to make a difference. Thank you very much.
I said on this show, we're all about music with social significance.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of breadlines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you. I want a song that's satirical, putting the mirror into miracle.
Okay, that was Rosemary June and her song, Sing Me a Song with Social Significance. That's the kind of music you'll hear on this show. Part of a musical that was put on by the International Ladies Garment Workers Union in, I believe, the 1950s. One of the participants was none other than Barbara Streisand, who sings some of the songs. The album is called Pins and Needles. Good morning, everybody. On our show today, we have our normal features. The Radio Labor Report, the Workers' Independent News Report. We're going to talk a little about a big strike in Sweden. Huge strikes, martial law in France. This date in labor history. This week we lost Helen Fabela Chavez. So we're going to talk about her as well. But let's have some more music. This is Annie DeFranco with her sidekick, one Utah Phillips.
Thank you. stories? Why tell them? What do they mean? When I went to high school, that's about as far as I got, reading my U.S. history textbook. Well, I got the history of the ruling class. I got the history of the generals and the industrialists and the presidents who didn't get caught. How about you? I got the history of the people who own the wealth of the country, but none of the history of the people that created it, you know? So when I went out to get my first job, I went out armed with somebody else's class background. They never gave me any tools to understand or to begin to control the condition of my labor. And that was deliberate, wasn't it? Huh? They didn't want me to know this. That's why this stuff isn't taught in the history books. We're not supposed to know it. You understand that? No. If I wanted a true history of where I came from as a member of the working class, I had to go to my elders. Many of them, their best working years before pensions or Social Security, gave their whole lives to the mines, to the wheat harvest, to the logging camps, to the railroad. Got nothing for it. Just fetched up on the skids, living on short money, mostly drunk all the time. But they led those extraordinary lives that can never be lived again. And in the living of them, they gave me a history that is more profound, more beautiful, more powerful, more passionate, and ultimately more useful than the best damn history book I ever read. As I've said so often before, the long memory is the most radical idea in America. Sing a song I made up for one of those. I never met him. There's one flop hotel left in Spokane, Washington, called the Clem Hotel. I'd walk through the parking lot there on my way to the park. An old man sitting up there in the window, grimy window, face pale like a mask of death, gazing down at the parking lot, perfectly motionless. I'd make a point of going through there every day, and I'd wave at him. Finally, I got him so to at least lift his hand and wave a little bit. I went to the fellow at the desk in the hotel, and I said, I want to meet that man. He said, he won't let you into his room. He's afraid of the young jack rollers. He's afraid of the young ones on the street that'll knock you down for your little bit of pension money, for your little bit of VA, your food stamps. So he's got a spike ball handle behind the door, and he won't let anybody come in there, but that he'll attack you. Well, I made this song for him anyway. I don't know if it's his whole story. It's not going to be mine. I sure hope it's not going to be yours. A poem I was gifted with.
The time was 1960, the place the USA. February 1st became a history-making day. Greensboro across the land, the news spread far and wide. Silently and bravely, youth took a giant stride. He the cold American tall. Side equals side. Sisters and brothers in dignity. Brothers and sisters in D.C. There rose a cry for freedom and human liberty. Oh, come along, my people, and take a seat with me. Heed the call,
Americans all.
Side
equal side.
Sisters and brothers.
Brothers in dignity.
Brothers and sisters. Land of liberty. How can Americans deny my people equality? Constitution says you can, and Christians you should know. Jesus died that morning so all of us could grow. He the core.
All Americans all.
Side.
Side.
Travel on to freedom like songbirds on the wing.
Magic moving through the world and mind itself is magic. For coursing through the flesh, and flesh itself is magic, dancing on a clock, and time itself, the magic length of God.
Of course, Buffy St. Marie with her song Magic is Afoot. In this case, equating magic with the life force, with the relationships between human beings, with those rock bottom feelings we have with which we see and experience the world. Buffy St. Marie. And then before that, we had Sweet Honey in the Rocks, tribute to the brave young men and women who did the sit-ins during the what's called the Civil Rights Movement, which of course is still going on. And to all the young people everywhere who stand up for what they believe. And finally, before that, we had Utah Phillips and Annie DeFranco, and Phillips effectively gave the argument for labor education. Why should we have labor education anyway? Well, because in our regular history courses, what we hear about are the generals and the industrialists and the kings and the rulers. And not regular working people who built this world. So very eloquent, Utah is, as usual, talking about labor education. Now let's look around a little. What's going on with labor movement and labor campaigns around the U.S.? This is the Win Week in Review, Workers Independent News.
Workers Independent News Week in Review. I'm Doug Cunningham. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten says Hillary Clinton's history-making achievement of becoming the first woman to be the presumptive presidential nominee of a major political party reaffirms the promise of America. Weingarten says Clinton's vision and her journey stand in stark contrast to the Republican Party's nominee. A coalition of Los Angeles labor and community groups have come together to fight Department of Homeland Security plans to deport thousands of Central American immigrants. Stop Separating Families said federal agents are stepping up arrests and deportations this month of those who had their asylum claims denied. Ernesto Arce has more from Los Angeles.
According to Border Patrol statistics, some 120,000 Central American migrants were apprehended for crossing into the U.S. without permission since January 2014. Many unaccompanied children were released to family members after media reports revealed images of dozens of children incarcerated in small concrete rooms. Ulysses Arceo with Stop Separating Families said the newcomers are not immigrants, but refugees.
Under our country's laws, there is a process for them to seek asylum. That process is not being followed. We are asking three-year-old children to represent themselves in front of an immigration judge.
United Teachers of Los Angeles union organizers will now have access to Alliance Charter School teachers after an administrative law judge found that Alliance Charter Schools was violating California's Educational Employment Rights Act. Attorney Jesus Quiñones.
They go to basic issues of the organizing rights of UTLA and the organizing rights of Alliance Educators, and it reflects a very well-coordinated campaign across all 27 Alliance schools to block organizing in violation of law.
The National Labor Relations Board says there's merit in the labor law violations charges filed by Tara Zoomer against WeWork. The NLRB says that the office leasing startup company violated worker rights. WeWork broke labor law, according to the NLRB, by firing Zoomer when she used legally protected labor rights. Zoomer refused to sign an arbitration agreement as a condition of employment. That arbitration clause stripped workers of their rights to go to the NLRB or to court to allege labor violations. The labor board says that WeWork's use of that arbitration clause is itself illegal. Zoomer says she's thankful that the NLRB is investigating WeWork.
I've never actually understood my rights as a citizen so much until this experience. They're so important when they are threatened, and people do need to know that they can stand up for themselves in the work environment and really for their lives.
The minimum wage in Washington, D.C. is headed up to $15 an hour by 2020. The D.C. City Council unanimously approved the $15 wage. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says that she will sign the council's $15 minimum wage ordinance. The $15 wage will be phased in between now and 2020, and it will be tied to inflation. The current minimum in Washington, D.C. is $10.50 an hour. Workers Independent News provided by Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham.
Stay away from the White House. Stay away, I wish you well. Stay away from the White House. Stay away, I wish you well. Stay away from the White House, or you'll go to Vajra hell. Stay away from New York City. It costs money to live there. Stay away from the country. The banks own all the air. Stay away from their electric. It'll whiten your beard hair. Stay away from smoking cigarettes. Stay away, stay away. Stay your hand from off your Marlboro. Stay away, stay away. Stay away from nicotine and beer. It'll make you old and gay. Stay away from fucking broomsticks. It'll give you syphilis. Stay away from fucking rubber dolls, even if they got big tits. Stay away from 14-year-old boys. Fuck them once, they call it quits. Stay away, stay away. Oh, yes, yes, stay away from eating chemical donuts for breakfast yesterday. Stay away from living death, though the army gives good pay. Stay away from capitalism and the boss's CIA. Stay away from oil industry, they rob your energy. Stay away from secret policeman when he calls you out to play. Stay away from Satan in the good old USA. Stay away from eating meatballs while the Wall Street Dodgers play. Stay away from the White House this year. Wish you a fine day. Stay away, stay away. Away from all that jive. Ripping off the niggers just to keep the band alive. Yeah, ripping off the nigger. How us white musicians thrive. Stay away from all them Jew boys with their Zionist delights. Stay away from all them Christians calling all them Jew boys kikes. Stay away from all them prophets, they'll get you into fights. Stay away from all them Arabs with that murder on their mind. Stay away from State Department, they'll bow and scrape you blind. Stay away from Rockefeller, he blows up an oily wind. Stay away from Richard Nixon, he'll get you all in jail. He'll kick you and he'll punch you and he'll make your vision fail. And while he's got you, staying away from the White House, he will wail. Oh, stay away from my White House, I got it all my own. You can hear it in the basement, all them singing plumbers groan. Stay away, oh, all you Democrats, except the hawks I've known. You can come into my White House, Senator Jackson Hawk. You're the one that loves the army. Billions you won't balk. Mr. Ford and CIA Bush, right in my door you walk. Stay away from from nirvana. Your ambition makes you blind. Stay away from Brahmaloka. You can only grasp the wind. Stay away from every heaven. You'll wake up in sovereign mind. Come down, yeah. Come down to earth right here on Avenue C and 10th Street. Make your mind I see clear. Come down to earth, Merry Christmas, and I wish you a happy new year.
Because the point I also wanted to make, getting back to Indonesia.
Angela Davis sneaking in there. That was after the Wynn Labor Report, we had Allen Ginsberg with his song Stay Away to the accompaniment of a banjo. Here's Radio Labor's report. Radio Labor will give us a world perspective. What's happening in the labor movement? Radio Labor.
This is Solidarity News on Radio Labor.
This is a Radio Labor World Report recorded on Friday, June 10th, 2016. I'm Mark Belanger. In the report this week, a global survey released by the International Trade Union Confederation shows increasing disrespect for human rights, including the right to join a union. In the Philippines, employers are using short-term contracts for multiple employees to fill long-term jobs. And the Labor Start report about union events around the world. This is Radio Labor. Respect for human rights such as freedom of association in unions and collective bargaining has dramatically decreased over the past year. A major survey by the International Trade Union Confederation released June 9th shows that many governments are helping corporations deny basic human rights to their employees. The ITUC is the organization which represents national union centers at the world level. Sharon Burrow is the ITUC's general secretary.
There is a war against workers in the world. When you look at the survey today, the shocking thing is that the restrictions on freedom of speech and assembly, including really severe crackdowns, I'm talking violence, arrests, sadly in some cases still shootings, and those restrictions on freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of association, actually increased by 22%. 50 of the 141 countries in our survey recorded restrictions on freedom. This is an extraordinary situation where governments are not even taking responsibility for the rule of law that would protect the very fundamental rights of working people. I have to tell you that the Middle East and North Africa were again the worst regions for working people, with the kafala system in the Gulf states still enslaving millions of workers. If you look at the global labour market, you know the statistics we use. 60% of workers are in the formal economy, but more than half of them are in insecure or unsafe work. 40% of our brothers and sisters, and it's growing, are in the informal economy, a sector of desperation where they have no social security, no minimum wages, and no rights or access to the rule of law. Most of them have no social protection at all, more than 70% of our brothers and sisters. But 45 million workers around the world are in slavery in 2016. Well, I have to tell you the 10 worst countries for working people. I don't think any of you will be surprised. Belarus, China, Colombia, Cambodia, Guatemala, India, Iran, Qatar, Turkey, and the UAE. Now, that's an arbitrary cutoff because the next 10 and the next 10 aren't so much better. But these countries represent everything that is wrong with the world for workers. Out of 141 countries, the number in which workers are exposed to physical violence and threats increased by 44%, from 36 to 52 countries. That's a huge increase in 1 year. And unionists were murdered, sadly, still in 11 countries, including Chile, Colombia, Egypt, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Iran, Mexico, Peru, South Africa, and Turkey. I have my sister on the right, the sister from DISC, from Turkey, Saski. And frankly, Turkey is now becoming a police state. People are not safe in their communities. Workers are punished for taking what we would consider normal industrial action against employers who refuse to negotiate or to indeed respect the laws, the labour laws that exist. So this is the state of the world.
One of the countries singled out in the ITUC's Global Rights Index was the Philippines. A central issue for workers in that country is the use of repeated short-term contracts involving many people instead of giving one employee a permanent job. Sonny Matula is the president of the Federation of Free Workers in the Philippines.
The issue of contractual labor or the lack of security of tenure is a very crucial issue in the Philippines, particularly among workers. The popular 5-5-5 employment arrangement is very rampant, though it is prohibited by law. What do you mean by 5-5-5? There is a permanent job, but the workers is given 5-month contract. But after the end of the 5-month contract, he is replaced by another worker with a 5-month contract with the same job. And this second worker, after the end of the 5 months, then he is replaced by a third worker to work on that permanent job. So it appears that the employers were just circumventing the law on security of tenure. And this contractual arrangement is being done by a lot of employers. In the Philippines, a number or majority of the collective bargaining agreements covered only regular workers. So if you are a contractual worker, you cannot be included in these collective bargaining units which only covered regular workers. Other than that, the engagement of manpower agency which has no sufficient capital, the supply workers to a multinational company, and these workers are not considered as workers of the multinational company, but the agency or cooperative. They are members of the cooperative, and this also deprive the workers working in these multinational companies of their right to security of tenure.
Now here with his report about union events around the world is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the more than 2,200 stories our volunteers collected in the last week. Our top stories section included links to news about a report detailing the 10 worst countries to be a worker in, a remarkable strike by North Korean workers in Kuwait, and the announcement of a strike date for over 1 million railway workers in India. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. Workers at Air Tahiti ended their 3-week-long strike over job security with a victory. Egyptian workers at a state-owned garment factory vowed to stop work until they are paid the back wages owed to them. And university support staff in Pakistan started an unlimited strike this week in an effort to force their employer to address their bargaining demands, while teachers in that country ended their sit-in strike until the end of Ramadan. Stories collected on our Working Women page included the targeting of women journalists in Somalia for assassination, the union campaign that finally convinced the Malawi government to act to rescue 20 women domestic workers in Kuwait, and a U.S. court ruling that the national women's soccer team does not have the right to strike. Our health and safety news wire carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the campaign by an ambulance workers union in Canada to supply post-traumatic stress disorder service dogs to members suffering from PTSD, and demands for improved safety and hazardous duty pay by Pakistani electricity workers. Currently, LaborStart is running 7 online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from LaborStart, reporting for Radio Labor from Port Union, Newfoundland, the only union-founded and union-built town in Canada.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Art Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.
Okay, that was our international labor report. And as we always say, this program is dedicated to those 2,500 workers who will die today because of job-related causes or on-the-job mishaps, occurrences. Looking in the U.S., that number is 150. 150 workers will die today because of job-related causes or incidents. Remember, you're never alone except when you don't stand up. Let's get a look. Some other world news today. This one just came in. This is brand new. Swedish pilots go on strike. 40 flights suspended. Some 3,000 to 4,000 passengers are expected to be affected by a strike involving 400 members of the Swedish Pilots Union. The move comes as talks with the SAS airline over salary adjustments and greater job security failed on Friday evening. The airline this week barely dodged a pilot strike in Norway, where a union representing 435 SAS pilots agreed with the airline late on Thursday. So they settled that one, but this other one is current. What's going on in France? I'm on the Labor Notes website and it says, strikes sweep France, opposing labor law rollbacks. Just as the tourist season is starting in France, strikes are preventing half the trains from running. Fuel is in short supply as workers blockade oil refineries. The news is full of riots, burning tires, and police attacking protesters. Strikes across multiple industries are shutting down transportation across France as workers protest a labor reform bill that would strip them of certain basic rights, such as ceilings on overtime hours and job security. Under current law, workers in both the public and private sectors enjoy certain basic rights. a 35-hour week, job security, and overtime premiums of 25% to 50% are among the items that are considered basic worker rights and thus guaranteed by national law. Under the proposed law changes, these rights would no longer be guaranteed. Instead, employers would negotiate them with unions or with individual non-union workers. In the case of overtime premiums, the employer would be allowed to negotiate down to as little as 10%. So if you work, you're making $10 an hour and you're doing overtime, they, before, you might get as high as $15 for overtime, time and a half, which is standard. Under this law, you could go as low as $11, just an extra, 10% per hour. Workers and student allies are reacting to the proposed reforms with a militant energy that has revitalized labor. Even though union membership in France is down to just 8%, and even though the strikes have disrupted commuters, polls have repeatedly shown public support at 50 to 70%. Okay. Workers in France, as always, capital tries to take away what you have and leave you with less. And if you compromise with them, they'll come back and again and ask you to take less than that and less than that and less than that. And they'll cry that they don't have enough money, even though their profits are in the millions or billions. They'll cry that they have to pay their shareholders. Well, who's more important? Certainly, if you buy a share of a company, you're entitled to something if the company does well. But who's more entitled? The workers or the shareholders? I would argue the workers are, because without the workers, you don't have a company. All right, now this one is billed as a hip-hop version of Solidarity Forever. Ralph Chaplin, the IWW poet, wrote this song, Solidarity Forever, and this is billed as a hip-hop version. Let's listen up, by Ted James.
We gotta get it poppin', we gotta organize and fight, pushing back and never stopping, through the union we get right.
Solidarity forever, solidarity forever,
solidarity. You know we plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug their mines and built their websites and those miles of highway laid. Now we're standing and starving outside the fortresses we made, but we're rowdy and we're botching through the gates, we won't behave. All the world that's owned by Wall Street loans is ours and ours alone. We have laid the white foundation, built it skyward stone by stone. It is ours and not the slaving, but the master and the own. When we organize a cave in through the union, we atone.
Solidarity forever.
Come on. that they never told to earn. But without our minds and muscle, not a single will can turn. We can break the haughty power, gain of freedom when we learn that our voice will rain down showers till the greed ceases to burn. With our hands we built a movement greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the mighty armies magnified a thousandfold. Watch us as we birth the new world from the ashes of the old. Share the wealth, disperse the riches, mighty union, we are bold, bold.
And that was a hip-hop version of Solidarity Forever, the famous song by Ralph Chaplin, socialist, IWW poet. Have some more of that. How about some Tupac? This is Changes.
Changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I fix myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a... Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids who the hell care. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how I was supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I want to be, only way I've been practicing my whole life to live my life is to be responsible for what I do. I don't know how to be responsible for what every black male did. I don't know. Yes, I am going to say that I'm a thug. That's because I came from the gutter and I'm still here.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to racist. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. It's both black and white and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes guilt to be real time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Sell it back to the kid.
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Hear me, yeah.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Gotta make
a change.
Rap star and actor Tupac Shakur
was riding in his black Jeep. 25-year-old rapper had long hair.
Tupac Shakur is also charged with
pay the respect to the slain rapper.
Not guilty.
and still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did it, I ain't have to do. But now back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pips back you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this when they try to rush this. That's the sound of my you say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay. And I never get to lay back, cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back, coming back after all these years. That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
You're my brother, you're my sister.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Never change.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
it really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one of two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 one shot, who's to blame? Headlines, front page, and rap's the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Took a brother's life with a knife, that wife cried cause he died of trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that's
self-destruction.